If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is November the 2nd, 2022, and today the topic is fresh manna. Y'all, I started this thing at 6 o'clock on the dot because I feel like I was receiving some fresh manna this morning. So shout out to the Lord, you know. Waking me up this morning, leading me in my right mind, everything like that. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Not too much to report from yesterday, other than, things outside of your girl happened. First, I want to give a shout out to my guy, Sammy, one of the members of the Dream Team. He let me know yesterday that he got engaged. So, congratulations. And all of that to Sammy and his new bride to be. Super duper excited for him. I was trying to tell my mom yesterday, didn't get a chance to chit chat with her. So, hey, Ma, you know, if you're listening to this episode of The Juice, our guy Sammy done got engaged. And he was so excited to tell me. And I'm like, bro, I'm excited for you. You know, thank you for including us in this momentous occasion, you know, And that's the thing, man. You know, I feel like I have family all the way over in Pakistan. So to God be the glory. Congratulations, Sammy. And I pray that, you know, you all's relationship will continue to be blessed and everything like that. There was something else that happened yesterday. Well, I see that my book client, Mr. Daryl, his book is already making impact. Making an impact. You know, people have already ordered it and taking photos with it and everything like that. So congratulations to Daryl. Super excited for him and his new book. And yeah, man, to God be the glory, man. Was there anything else that happened yesterday? I mean, I had my different conversations. So again, y'all know that your girl got some cooking. Y'all already know. But yeah, so I was having some different conversations about you know, some more content and whatnot. And I don't know, this morning I just got kind of inspired for some things as well. So I'm excited. I mean, I woke up at the sound of my alarm, but the funny thing was I heard my alarm, but I thought it was my husband's alarm for some reason. And so it just kept going off. And I'm like, why would he just turn it off? Like, why would he turn off the alarm? And then I looked around, I'm like, wait, this is my alarm. It's like I forgot that. I don't know why today it felt weird to hear an alarm go off for me, but yeah, that's how I felt this morning. Then I got up and, I mean, I was a little bit distracted and whatnot, looking on social media and stuff like that, hopefully not coveting or whatever, but just kind of like, you know, getting a glimpse of what has been going on since I was asleep and all that good stuff. And then eventually I was like, well, let me focus because it's supposed to be, you know, time with the Lord. And so started to do that and listen to the prayer and meditation, which was all about, you know, the daily bread and everything like that. And so, yeah, the word manna stood out to me this morning as I listened to the prayer and meditation. And so, yeah, that's where the juice comes from today. But again, I just kind of felt like after that and after I, you know, decided I was going to do fresh manna and everything like that, I just kept getting these ideas, just kept getting ideas for, you know, my current endeavors, and, you know, things that I can do more, like, with what I have, and so, yeah, so I started making moves in that area, you know, started emailing people, and, like, writing out a couple ideas, and thinking about a couple, you know, a few others, and stuff like that. Then I was like, I need to write down the Bible verses, and I need to get ready to do the juice, but, yeah, so that's what my morning looked like, that's what yesterday looked like. I think I gave y'all all the updates, so let's get into it, y'all. Let's talk about this fresh manna. So So, for those of y'all that aren't familiar with manna, I mean, I guess you guys can go to find it and everything like that. I know I tried to, from the description in the Bible, I went to Google real quick at least one of the words that was used to describe manna. And it came with this dark looking root looking image. So I don't know. Because then I read other parts of the Bible that describes it as something a little different. So I don't know about all that, but that is one thing that I looked up today or this morning as I was thinking about manna. But I mean, well, long story short, it was the bread from heaven that the Lord sent when the Israelites, Israel, when they were hungry, basically, and everything like that. And so let's get into it. Let me share these verses with you all. So, this actually was the last verse that I wrote down for my notes, but I want to read it first. It's Exodus 16 and 15. It says, "When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" So, yeah, I mean, obviously they was hungry, and they were, like, "Moses, why did you bring us out here to starve? We had food in Egypt, blah, blah, blah," And, well, here's the interesting thing. I feel like the next verse kind of gets into, why they got to that place of hunger and everything like that. But ultimately, again, I think the whole conversation today is just reminding me about, trusting the Lord for our daily bread, right? Our daily provisions. I also thought about how people use the term bread to mean money too. So I don't know. That's just something that crossed my mind this morning. But either way, it's like trusting the Lord for the daily provisions. I know at some point the prayer meditation was having me to, think about what was needed today, right? I guess to not survive, but something like that. I can't think of the exact way it was said, but yeah, like what was needed for today for me to survive, for example. And in a way, when I thought about that, I was like, well, I don't need much. I think I got everything readily available to me to make it through today, Now, yeah, there might be some things I want to get to help me enhance and do things better when it comes to future, right? But as for just today, I have what I need. I have food, I have water, I have a roof over my head, the extras and the other benefits of things that I have is, my husband and child, and and I was just taking time to thank the Lord for all of the blessings that I have, and everything like that. But as for like what I need to make it through today, I have those things. So to God be the glory, to be in a position where I can really truly say that, I have my daily bread, And I think we all do. Well, at least most. I mean, I know that there are those that may not have the daily bread, right? They may not have the roof over their head, the clothes on their back, things like that. And so again, to God be the glory that I have not been in that situation thus far in life and everything like that. And so again, I have to thank the Lord for that. But those of me, I mean, I'm assuming anybody listening to the sound of my voice, that you all probably might be in the same shoes as me. Like, if you really, really, truly think about like what do you need to survive today, you may look around and see, man, I got what I need. And so, that's just something to be thankful for and about. Now, Deuteronomy 8 and 3 says, "And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know that man does not live, excuse me, that you did not know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." So I feel like I might have missed a couple of words in the middle there. So y'all can go back and, check and see if I wrote that down correctly. But yeah, ultimately it just shows us, like I was saying a minute ago, like why did they go through that moment? Like, obviously God could have gave them the manna when they left or whatever, but they went through that moment of being humbled, right? He let them hunger And then he fed them with something that they weren't even familiar with. They didn't even, honestly, I guess they couldn't even pray for because they didn't know what it was, you know? How can you ask for something that you don't know? And why did he do that, right? From what it says here, he did that to show them that at the end of the day, you know, that we can't live by bread alone. We can't just live by, you know, all the things that we think that we need. Like, yeah, like I just said a minute ago, I got food, right? I got, you know, shelter, I got water, X, Y, and Z, but even those things won't fully sustain me in life. You know, we can have those things and still, like they say, be dead inside and all these different things. And we wonder why, man. We're like, man, why? You know, I have everything I ever dreamed of, but I still don't feel fulfilled. I know I've been there. I don't know if anybody else has been there, but I definitely have been there in my life where I'm like, man, like, you know, I'm reaching certain goals, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but I don't feel fulfilled. And what was missing was, you know, that relationship with Christ, that thing that I believe this is it's in all of our hearts to seek the Lord. You know, it's an empty void that can't be filled by anything else but him. And so, you know, that's just something to think about, something to think about when we're thinking about manna and everything like that. And why we go through certain things and whatnot. I mean, if you are feeling like you're in that low place and you're like, man, you know, I have everything, but I don't have everything. Like, I feel like something's missing. I feel like whatever you may be feeling, that might be it, friend. That might be it. You might be missing that relationship with the Lord. And so, you know, there's plenty of that you can do to get that filled. But starting off with, I think, seeking the Lord, reading his word, and everything like that. But let me keep going. Let's read some more word, right? John 6 and 58, it says, "This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Yeah, there you go. I mean, it just pretty much reiterates what I just said in regards to, you know, the bread that surpasses just the earthly bread, like, and even surpasses manna, you know, because, I mean, what we talked about different examples of bread that's being used. Well, you know, in ways, Jesus represented bread as well, you know. I know we use communion to commemorate that and stuff, and everything. So just something to think about when it comes to all of this, y'all. I hope that these things encourage you and inspire you. You guys can go deeper and read the verses in the go deeper section. But yeah, y'all, I feel like this Bible verse of today, it kind of goes hand in hand a little bit. So here it is, y'all. Psalm 23, 1 and 2. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Before I let you go, I have to let you know that I am now a brand ambassador for BoldFaceCosmetics.com, where faith and beauty intersect. Friends, they have the awesome purpose of wanting to just bring inspiration through makeup. I think that is amazing, and I hope that you all check out their awesome lip colors and so much more. So visit boldfaithcosmetics.com and use the coupon code MIRACLE for 15% off. That's MIRACLE for 15% off.